Hello, hello. I hope everyone had a happy new year. I just want to say congrats. You survived 2025. And I hope 2026 will be amazing. New Year's resolution for me? I want to get more fit. I need to be more fit. Have I done this one recently? I don't even remember what my last year's resolution is. I am bad. But it's time to tone it up. I want a nice, sexy tummy. I want a 2-pack. You know, I probably said this last year. But, maybe I'll do it this year. Oh, you know what? No. In conjunction with getting fit, I need to update my wardrobe. It is way out of date. I've got socks in my closet that's been around for a decade. Maybe I don't need to swap them out yet. I have to go through my socks. I have to go through my underwear and stuff and refresh. I actually did get new underwear prior to New Year's because I was looking at them and you know how you always fall back to the same pair of boxers or underwears because, like, that's your favorite or that's your go-to? And you just kind of ignore the rest because they're not as nice and you don't want to put them into rotation? Well, I had a lot of those. So I started going through my underwear, my old underwear, and I thought, a lot of these, I haven't put some of these on in months. Either because they don't fit nicely or they're starting to sag. Or, I don't know, just no love for them. What does Marie Kondo say? If it doesn't make you happy, throw it out. Something along those lines. So, tangent, story time. A few months back, I decided to refresh my undies. I was going to be very boring. I was just going to get black undies. And I forgot how crazy, how many types of underwear, material and shapes and sizes there are for girls. Maybe it's the same for boys. For you guys? Or is it just boxers and briefs? Anywho, there's boy briefs, there's thongs, there's like bikini cut, there's high waist, there's so many. I'll go look at a picture later and post it. But I just wanted something to fit my bum. I didn't want thongs because those aren't comfy. Those just look nice, but I think the ones I have the most are called Cheekies from Aries. American Eagle, but I don't know if that's the universal shape, so I went online, googled, like, what kind of underwear I should buy, and there's just too many options. You're supposed to go for all cotton if you can, because it's breathable, so I was looking for decently priced all cotton, nicely shaped underwear, and I found a good brand, and I thought, you know what, I'll go buy it in a store, because I happen to have a gift card with some leftover months on it. So I went to the store, I bought it, it came in a box, I picked out, I think the box was like a high V cut that I thought would look cute, it looked nice on the pictures. I bought a small, but when I took it out of the packaging, it was huge. It was huge. It didn't have extra small, it looked like a medium or large on me, and they absolutely look like granny panties. I guess when they say full coverage, it is really full coverage. So, Skitty accidentally bought herself granny panties. But I do gotta say, the material is so nice, and I guess when it does cover my tummy, it makes me feel very secure. So, it swung me over a little bit. I don't feel sexy at all, but it does feel very, very comfortable. And then a couple weeks later, I brought proper underwear that did fit me better. And then I could wear with low-rise jeans without it all showing. Shopping is hard. Shopping is hard. Are you guys online shoppers? Have you converted? Everybody shops online now, or you're old school like me and still prefer to go to a store. I wish I could online shop. I just find with girl clothing, like, the sizes vary so much. Brand by brand, style by style. I know I could, there's a lot of free returns and shipping, but I feel bad for all the packaging, so I like to go in person. And talking about in person, I did a little role play in a fitting room for you guys. Enjoy!